It was a long descent upon Saint-Jean-du-Gard, and we met no one but a carter, visible afar off by the glint of the moon on his extinguished lantern. Before 10 o'clock, we'd got in and were at supper, 15 miles on a stiff hill and little beyond 6 hours. On examination, on the morning of October the 4th, Modestine was pronounced unfit for travel. She would need at least 2 days' repose, according to the ostler. But I was now eager to reach Alais for my letters, and being in a civilised country of stagecoaches, I determined to sell my lady friend and be off by the diligence that afternoon. Our yesterday's march, with the testimony of the driver who had pursued us up the long hill of Saint-Pierre, spread a favourable notion of my donkey's capabilities. Intending purchasers were aware of an unrivalled opportunity. Before 10, I had an offer of 25 francs. Before noon, after a desperate engagement, I sold her, saddle and all, for 35. The pecuniary gain is not obvious, but I had bought freedom into the bargain. Saint-Jean-du-Gard is a large place and largely Protestant. The mayor, a Protestant, asked me to help him in a small matter, which is itself characteristic of the country. The young women of the Cevennes profit by the common religion and the differences of the language to go largely as governesses into England. And here was one, a native of Milet, struggling with English circulars from 2 different agencies in London. I gave what help I could and volunteered some advice, which struck me as being excellent. It was not until I was fairly seated by the driver and rattling through a rocky valley with dwarf olives that I became aware of my bereavement. I had lost Modestine. Up to that moment, I had thought I hated her. But now she was gone, and oh, the difference to me. For 12 days we had been fast companions. We had travelled upwards of 120 miles, crossed several respectable ridges, and jogged along with our 6 legs by many a rocky and many a boggy by-road. After the first day, although sometimes I was hurt and distant in manner, I still kept my patience. And as for her, poor soul, she had come to regard me as a god. She loved to eat out of my hand. She was patient, elegant in form, the colour of an ideal mouse, and inimitably small. Her faults were those of her race and sex. Her virtues were her own. Farewell, and if forever... Father Adam wept when he sold her to me. After I had sold her in my turn, I was tempted to follow his example. And being alone with a stage driver and 4 or 5 agreeable young men, I did not hesitate.